And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Christine Glass grew up in the Summerhill neighborhood of Atlanta during the 1940s. Her father was a very important person in her life. His childhood was not always easy, but he often made his hardships into lessons for the family. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, Christine told her granddaughter Zakia a few stories about him.
When he was a young boy living in the country, he said they worked on a farm. His dad was a sharecropper, and he was the oldest of 13 children, so he didn't really get to go to school that much. But Daddy said when he was 13, his uncle was sick and he didn't go to the field. And he said the plantation owner came to the house and asked for him to come out. And he said he was having kidney problems. He was all bent over, his back was hurting so bad. So he said the plantation owner took a tire tube, and beat him. The plantation owner said, "The next time you think you're sick, you come to me, and I'll tell you whether you're sick or not." Dad said that just broke his heart, and he said he would never live in the country, and he would never work for anybody. So he carried that out after he grew up and came to Atlanta. He had his own cab service, and he worked for himself. Mama never had any bad stories to tell, and she didn't like for Dad to tell us those kinds of things. But Dad said they need to know. He said, because if you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. And I might be getting a little bit off the subject, but let me just tell you a little story about Dad. I was in 5th, 6th grade. Dad couldn't read and write at that time. He was learning. And one day when I came in, Dad called me and says, "Baby," you know, he always called all of the girls and the women in the family "baby." So he says, "Baby, bring me a piece of paper. I don't want any lines on it." Now, this wasn't making any sense. You want paper, but no lines on it. And only paper you had was the school paper that had lines on it. Only thing I could come up with was a brown paper bag. So I get the brown paper bag and bring it with the pencil. And he says, "Now, baby, draw me some lines on it." Now, this is dumb. You want paper with no lines on it, yet you say, "Draw me some lines on it." So I drew the lines on it. And he says, "Now, I want you to write whatever he said to write on there." And I wrote it. He said, "Now, baby, what did you write?" And I read off what he wrote. He said, "But where did you write it on the paper to read it from?" I read off the line. He says, "No, baby, look at it. You wrote it on the line, but you read it between the lines." Now here I'm 10, 11, whatever. I don't know anything about reading between the lines, but what he says, "Now, baby, what I'm trying to tell you, when you grow older, you don't pay any attention to what people say. You listen to what they don't say, because that's where the message is. You read between the lines." As I grew older and was growing into understanding, I knew very well what that meant.